It's official. One Shining Podcast is back, and I am your host, Tate Frazier. And as March Madness begins, we're covering everything from Selection Sunday all the way to the championship and beyond. We're going to have great guests that are coming through on the show. And look, if you're a friend of the program and you're already subscribed, you don't have to do anything. OSP is back. It's going to be right back in your feed. And if you're not a friend of the program and this is your first time on the rodeo, then let me tell you this. You need to go to Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts and smash subscribe today because the OSP show is back.
Sweat. You mean armpit tears of weakness brought about by poor deodorant choices? Say goodbye to that salty river that floweth from your underarm with Old Spice Swagger Antiperspirant. Made for 24/7 sweat protection with daily use and an undeniable smell of cedarwood and lime. Giving you the confidence you need to quit your job, move to a remote island, and spend your days frolicking with dolphins. Old Spice Swagger Antiperspirant. Shop Old Spice now.
There's no better feeling than a personal win. And the State Farm Personal Price Plan can help you do just that. Talk to a State Farm agent today to learn how you can bundle and save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
Welcome to Food News. I'm Juliette Littman.
And I'm David Jacoby.
Jacoby, let's put 30 minutes on the clock.
If someone wanted to be a part of this show and wanted to give their own personal food news or ask us a question or something like that, interact with this program, how would they do that?
They would call the phone number 646-STEW-138. One more time, that's 646-STEW-138. Call us. We'd love to hear from you. We mostly love to hear from Trey. Still hope Trey is doing great. He was doing his own food news and taste testing. Loved it. Trey, hope you're having a great day. Let's get into our stories.
Yes.
There's a lot of good ones today.
There's some real intersections of our interest in food.
Celebrity heavy.
Yes.
Well, we're not beginning with a celebrity story. We're beginning with scalping. This was a thing early pando. It seems to be back. As Eater said, did it ever stop? But once again, people are scalping reservations to fancy restaurants, including Le Bernardin and Yoshino. A scalper allegedly operating under the alias of Winters Wang. He was using multiple names. That was his alias.
That's one of them, I guess.
That was one. And then he was listing these reservations on the Chinese app, Little Red Book. He was getting $700 per booking, and that means at a place like Yoshino, where you have to put down $500, he was making $200 up front and $700 altogether.
On top.
He didn't have to pay for anything to get a reservation, just a deposit. So this violates Resy and the other service tox rules of service, so he's in trouble. I'm against this.
Okay. Like any good topic, I could make a great case both ways on this one, but there's a part of me that's like, if there's a market for these reservations, then sell them.
Yeah, like, what's wrong with that?
It's not...
Are they just annoyed that, like, they're not getting the money? Like, I don't know what this guy's done wrong. I understand they've made these rules. It's a violation of the terms of service.
Yes.
Fine. I get that. But why? Like, why do they care?
Resy's like, we make money from you making reservations through us, so let's just end it there.
Yeah, they're like, no one else may make any additional money on this.
Make additional money on what we just made money on.
Yeah, it's really weird. I don't know who Winters Wang is. I've never heard of Little Red Book, but like, I assume it's for people traveling to New York who want to eat at these restaurants. I'm okay with this. I don't like it, but I just don't think it should be such a big deal. And I think he should just carry on. Or he or she. I don't know why I'm assuming it's a he.
Yes, and it's not like blue-collar families are being pushed out of these reservations.
Yeah.
You know, it's not like
food stamps are being stolen.
Yes, exactly. It's not like the common man is getting screwed in this one. This is you're in the 1% if you're going to Le Bernardin. You know what I mean?
Yeah, this is really about these people, not like the restaurants being pissed about it. Which, like, I also understand they're trying to like quality control and want to have total control over their restaurant. Then, like, maybe have a different reservation system.
You know, there's a whistleblower character in this story that pissed me off.
Ooh,
This was all brought to light because a regular at one of these restaurants sort of snitched about this practice.
How did they even know?
That's what I'm saying. Are you on Little Red Book? If you're a regular at the restaurant, then what are you doing sniffing this out?
Yeah, are you like asking
Who
people?
Who are you? Is your whole entire like personality based on reservations at Le Bernardin?
Yeah, and like, are you looking at the like the reservation roll?
Exactly.
Like, how
are
do
you
they
on
know?
Reddit threads? Like, what are you, like,
are you,
what are you doing?
The other
if
people?
You're a regular there, like, you know the host. You don't need to make a reservation. That's the person who is the real bad guy here. That person.
I wonder,
not Winter's Wang.
I have a conspiracy theory based on nothing.
Okay, great. I love this. I love this more than anything. This will be a new segment. Conspiracy theory based on nothing.
What if the whistleblower was in cahoots with Winter's Wang and then got cut out of it?
Oh, cut out.
And was trying to, like, just end the business as a result.
Yeah, that's definitely what happened. That's not a conspiracy theory based on nothing. That is actual objective fact. Subjective fact.
Glad you agree.
I do.
Let's move on. All right, Jacoby, this video is setting my world on fire. Sofia Coppola's daughter, her name is Romy Mars. She's in high school.
Mm-hmm.
She made a TikTok video in which she says that she is already grounded because she mm-hmm. tried to charter a helicopter using her dad's credit
card. From New York to Maryland to have dinner with
her camp friend.
Her camp friend. So something that Juliet can relate to.
The main thing that I want to know is, where does this girl go to camp? If you know where Romy goes to camp, please call 646.
Romy Goes to the Camp sounds like a teen movie from 1993.
Yeah, I would absolutely love to watch it. So Romy says that the main thing is that she cannot have the main role that her parents have for her. She cannot have a public social media account because mm-hmm. her mom is Sofia Coppola and her father is in the band Phoenix. I forget his first name. He's not nearly as famous as being a Coppola.
Last name Mars, I guess.
His last name is Mars. And so she makes a video in which she says she's going to be making vodka sauce, but she doesn't know the difference between an onion or garlic. And she had to Google image the two of them to
know.
But she actually had a shallot. Yes. And she didn't seem to know that either.
No.
First of all, I liked this content a lot. It was great. It went viral. She had to take the video down. So you can probably find someone who's reposted it. That's how I showed it to you, Jacoby.
Mm-hmm.
Big debate we have here at Food News HQ. Did she make this up for attention? Is this a bit, or is this like really something she's due to rile her parents up?
Like Daphne Diamante from last week, I want it to be real so bad, but I can't turn a blind eye to how fake this is. This is a bit. It's too funny. It's too well cut. It's like too well done. It doesn't feel authentic.
It is well made.
When she said, Ari, my babysitter's boyfriend is in the background, they're my replacement parents because my parents are never around. That she didn't say it with the level of like teen angst that if she really felt it, she would mean it.
It'd be so mean to her parents if that were true. But also, I was thinking about it. Like, could one reach high school and not know the difference between an onion and garlic? Like, is that possible?
That's an interesting question.
Like,
no, I don't think so.
I don't think so either.
I don't think so. Like, my 7-year-olds, if I was like, grab me the garlic, they wouldn't come back with an onion.
Garlic is like,
and they're 7.
Foundational. Onions are actually foundational to cooking, but I feel like garlic is foundational to eating.
It's
like,
also a very unique looking thing.
Yeah, they look different. Yeah, they're both bulbs, but they're totally different. And I'm just like, doesn't everyone learn that in like pre-K? Or like, is it like even before
everyone
that?
Knows the difference between a garlic and an onion.
I was like, what are some like really basic food related things that you could make it to the age of, let's say, 15 without knowing? And I don't think not being able to distinguish between garlic and onion is one of them.
No, I don't think so either.
And she just, the way she was cutting it was also like just so silly. I want to believe it's real though.
I want to believe it's real too, but it's a bit. You know, it's a bit.
I mostly want to know where she went to camp. So if you know, please hit me up. All right. Next, let's talk about Reba McEntire. You know, I'm a Reba McEntire fan.
Really?
Shout out to my parent company, Spotify. I was listening to the Women of Country playlist a couple years ago, and the song Fancy by Reba McEntire was on the playlist.
Can you give me a bar?
I definitely will not sing. No.
No, just give me a bar.
No, absolutely not. I mean, I could like play it for you.
No, I don't want that either.
I'm not singing
it. I
want
to hear you sing it.
Nope. Anyway, Reba McEntire is really, really popular, which like, the popularity of some country music stars, like, I don't really understand because it's not, just not a world that I inhabit.
It's like culty.
But it's like, they're huge.
Huge.
And they really, like, move merchandise, including at Reba's new restaurant, which she opened in Atoka County, where she grew up in Oklahoma. I think this is, like, a pretty great story. The restaurant is called Reba's Place. She is in business. It's a 50-50 partnership with the Choctaw Nation, which is the tribe, the native tribe in that part of Oklahoma. And I just think this seems like a great like win for everyone. People are coming to this area for experiencing Reba's Place. That's the name of it. And everyone wins.
Oh, you want me to go negative? I can go negative on any positive story.
Do I want you to? All right.
There's a part in this where they're like, this restaurant has come to town. People come to the restaurant. Well, a couple of things. Number one, there's another restaurant that says it gets 6,000 people a day. I was like, what are you talking about?
Doesn't seem
McDonald's
possible.
McDonald's doesn't get 6,000 people a day. Like, that's ridiculous, okay? I mean, on a Monday getting 6,000, that's just not true. So stop lying to me. In the New York Times should not print that.
By the way, this article is written by Priya Krishna, who is a frequent contributor to Recipe
Love
Club.
Love Priya Krishna.
Carry on. Keep going negative.
Also negative this. They're like, okay, they've got a restaurant. Reba's comes in. It's bringing some economic life to this town, mm-hmm. which lost a couple of factories in 2006, which is a great story. However, they're like, next we're going to have an airport and a small water park. I was like, wait a second. You can't go from we got one restaurant to an airport. Like an airport and a small water park? That just seems to be like way too much expansion in too little time.
I think that they're going for like a Dollywood vibe. They're trying to turn Reba into like the next Dolly Parton.
Is there an airport outside of Dollywood?
I don't know, but it's a major attraction.
I just feel like let's grow slower. We don't need to go from, we have one restaurant that attracts people to airport and water park.
I'm honestly surprised to hear you say this. Do you want to know why?
Why?
You love water parks.
I love water parks.
So like, wouldn't you just go? You'd be like, oh, I need to come up with a family vacation. Yeah, let's go to the water park.
Let's go to Otoka County, Oklahoma.
Yeah, like why not? I don't know what's wrong with that.
Now they're starting to feel guilty. I will say something positive. Their cheese board is shaped like the Oklahoma. So it's got like a handle. It's pretty cool.
Pretty cool.
It's got like a handle and then the cheese and the charcuterie. And they have what was in the hummus? It was something. It sounded good.
Just update. Dollywood's outside of Knoxville. So I'm sure there's an airport
there. There's an airport in Knoxville.
Yeah.
But not Otoka County. Slow down. Let's get a second restaurant.
I don't know, man. I just think they should go with
it. Stop lying about having 6,000 people in your restaurant every day. That's a lie. It's not. I mean, the time should not have posted.
It said it was when she was there. It's not always. It's because she
was. No, it said every day 6,000 people. It's another one like called Pioneer Mercantile or whatever.
Well,
yeah.
The Pioneer Woman. That you don't know about her?
She's 20 minutes.
She's on the Food Network. She's really popular. Reed Drummond. She's huge.
I don't care how many networks she's on. 6,000 people are not going to that restaurant every day.
This is the shit we don't understand, though. It's like country music and Food Network combined. It's like two really passionate subcultures. It's like people going to Waco for Chip and Joanna Gaines. Like there are these pilgrimages people make for like this like lifestyle brand.
Anyone who listens to this pod knows that there's a lot that I don't understand. But when you said I don't understand country music and the Food Network, I was like, you know what? She's right. I do not understand either of those things.
That's just not where you're spending your time.
It's not.
All right, let's move on. Talking about one of my, I wouldn't say least favorite, but very controversial celebrity, KC3, King Charles III.
Oh, KC3 is what we're calling him?
I call him KC3.
Oh, okay.
King Charles III, according to the Mirror of the United Kingdom, is looking to hire a vegan chef because he wants to eat vegan how many days per week, Jacoby?
One day a week. One day a week.
And why does he go vegan one day a week?
For the environment.
Exactly.
And he says if everyone else would do this, just think about how we could change the world. KC3, one day a week?
So KC3 has always been like an environmentalist and like a naturalist, and he's always really cared about it. But this is absurd. Just commit, dude.
Yeah, and then he goes, oh, there's also another day where I don't eat meat and fish.
Yeah.
So he's like vegetarian one day and vegan one day.
I know. It's like, okay,
and that's going to change climate change.
I guess he's like trying to be a model, but he's not a very good model for everyone.
No.
Like, do it more days a week. Plus, the Mirror had a screenshot of the job posting, but it was very blurry. And when I tried to click into it, I couldn't get more information. And then I Googled the exact text of the job description. I couldn't find it online. So we're really having to trust the Mirror here, which in general, hard to trust the British tabloids.
Well,
like
let's
this.
I mean, the actual mirror, like in your bathroom, you can trust.
Can you?
Yes, you can. Yes, you can.
I don't know. Sometimes mirrors do lie.
Well, not this one does. And another thing about the job posting was it was full of so much like job posting speak.
So much.
It will be in charge of developing teams and facilitating
six
the coordination
locations
of schedules. And it's just like, it could have been a job posting for like the sous chef to the king, or it could have been like, you know, we need a janitor at the middle school.
I have to like squint to be able to read what it says on here, but it says, apparently it's looking for a premier sous chef,
mm-hmm.
for a master of the household's office, catering, Buckingham Palace, permanent, competitive salary, 45 hours, 5 days out of seven, Monday to Sunday. And then I can't even read the rest. I think it says it's delivering the next in a long line of magnificent plates, but someone snuck this job description out, allegedly, and gave it to the Mirror. So I either like completely believe this or it's completely fake. Like there's something about the blurriness of it that I
You Googled the text to see if you could find the actual job posting, but could not. Therefore,
it all comes back to the Mirror.
I'm sorry. I like your conspiracy theories that are based on nothing, but this one is based on some research.
Yeah. I couldn't find it.
So you think this is a PR release, not a job posting, that's basically getting the headline out there that once a week he's vegan and that is how he's going to keep California from floating out into the Pacific Ocean.
Or like the Mirror paid someone just as like slow news day and they wanted to like get some KC3 news. You know, KC3 gets clicks. Here we are talking about it.
KC3 does get clicks.
So I don't know. There's just something a little weird about this. Also, I just find it hard to believe that that this guy would be like, I'm vegan one day a week and vegetarian another day of the week. And then the other five, anything goes.
Well,
just doesn't make sense.
KC3 does get clicks because I clicked on the hyperlink that says he doesn't eat lunch. He has a breakfast of fruit and seeds and then doesn't eat until 5 o'clock.
I've also,
bullshit.
I've never heard of anyone just like pounding chia seed.
Yeah,
not,
I know.
Not
what kind
yogurt,
of like it's just sunflower seeds, just drinking sunflower seeds out of a cup? Like, what are you doing? And then you don't eat for another 7 hours? That's robotic. I just don't believe it. These like, you know what, KC3? He's a liar.
it's hard to believe all of this.
Think about it.
But on the other hand, he's a weird guy who's been living a royal life his whole life. Like, it's not like he became president and like everything changed and he like went vegan for heart problems like Bill Clinton. He's always been able to do exactly what he wants whenever he wants because he was Prince Charles before he was KC3. So, you know, maybe there's some truth here. I'm
not skipping lunch.
I need to see more.
And then at 10 o'clock, he goes back to his desk to work more. I don't believe that either.
What does that even mean? What's he working on?
Exactly. What is he so busy with?
Does he have a computer there?
Yeah. Does he have a
sitting
laptop?
At a desk?
Yeah. That's what that is. No, he probably got like a full PC.
Do you think he exercises?
No, he doesn't eat.
That's a great point.
If I didn't eat for 6 hours and exercise, I would pass out.
He walks his grounds, probably.
Yes. No, that's what they say. Yeah. Instead of lunch, he just goes for a walk outside because he hates being indoors. That's literally what it says. I never thought about it. I don't have any feelings towards being indoors or outdoors, really. I prefer outdoors, I guess.
Huh.
But I've never been like inside so long where I was like, I just got to get outside for a breath of fresh air.
I think that just speaks to your own regimen of how like you regularly go
outside. I eat lunch and I don't lie about my eating habits. And I realize if I don't have meat for one day, I'm not saving the world.
Totally. I also like, I don't like having meat because it doesn't make me feel that good. It has nothing to do with the world. I wish he also would say that. But he has always been an environmentalist. So I will give him that. But I think he needs to rethink some of it.
Very quickly, where do we stand on KC3? Are we in favor?
Me?
Yeah.
Oh, no. No, okay. No. Right. KC3 is having a fucking coronation in June. Like, it's 2023. They're spending money on shutting down the city to, like, coronate him. He's already been king for six months.
Like if you're the king, like...
No one will perform. He asked Ed Sheeran and Adele, and they rejected him.
Why?
They said no. Because he's persona non grata.
Like, really?
Yes.
Oh, now I feel bad.
You're either a royalist or you're not.
Going the other way.
You're pro KC3?
Pro KC3.
Okay. He is evicting Meghan and Harry so that his disgraced brother
can
move in.
No, I'm really pro KC3. I've evicted Meghan and Harry from my brain.
All right, let's move on.
Let's do it.
Booze news. Jack Daniels is saying that a dog toy company is ripping off its brand. And you know what? They're right. And I like it. This fake Jack Daniels is called Bad Spaniels. And it has a very similar looking logo.
Daniels has a unique bottle shape and recognizable label and font. And they've totally taken it. But my favorite part about the story.
It's a squeaky dog. It's a squeaky toy for dogs.
Yeah, a chew toy for dogs.
Yeah.
My favorite part about the story is obviously why it was brought to Jack Daniels' attention and what they put in the lawsuit.
Would you like to explain?
Poop jokes. They're like, you know what? I don't even mind if you take the shape of the bottle. I don't even mind if you take the font. All of that IP that's ours, I can sue you for. But what you can't do is take famous number 7 and make a number 2 joke out of it.
They're very unhappy about it.
Yes.
They did say, to be sure, everyone likes a good joke. So I assume they think these are bad jokes.
Oh. They are bad jokes.
Also, I just want to note, this went to the Supreme Court. Like, there's quotes from the 9 Supreme Court justices. Yes. Not all of them, but several. It's like pretty hilarious. So they're spending their time on poop jokes.
Yeah.
Whatever.
You know what? I bet if you're a Supreme Court justice, it's nice to have these ones come across your desk once in a while. You know what I mean? It's like, oh, abortion's tomorrow. Oh, but today it's poop jokes. Jack Daniels. Great.
Here's another good quote from the lawyers. No one disputes that VIP is trying to be funny, but alcohol and toys don't mix well. And the same is true for beverages and excrement.
See, you can't make a poop joke when you're suing about the poop jokes.
The next case could involve more troubling combinations: food and poison, cartoon characters and pornography, children's toys and illegal drugs,
and so on.
This is a real, like, scared situation. It's a lot. Okay. All right. One more thing really quickly. One more piece of booze news. White Claw, they're coming out with vodka. They've ditched the bubbles and it's just vodka.
They're like, we know you're here for the vodka. We're going to give the people what they want.
I'm worried about them.
So one thing that really caught my attention in this article wasn't that they're introducing vodka, which is sort of a natural brand extension. It was like, you know, some people be like, oh, linear television is dead. And it's like, well, I still watch it like every day, all day.
Right.
It's when they're like, oh, the hard seltzer market is over. I was like, is it? Is it over?
I haven't had one in a while.
Okay. There's sort of like your subjective reality, mm-hmm. and then there's the objective reality. Let's just think about this latter for a second, okay?
I have heard that it's hard times for this.
Is it hard times for hard seltzer?
Apparently.
Is it?
I think that kids are also drinking less.
Yeah, they're drinking less and having sex less.
Yeah, so like—
Sucks to be a kid.
Are adults having a lot of— I think it's like the people in the middle like are not into hard seltzer. So it's either like a rich person on their yacht or like a kid, and like the kids have given up. Like it's like—
Rich people on yachts drink White Claws?
I feel like White Claws is like a chill on the beach kind of thing.
For me, it's a golf thing.
10.
It's easier on the stomach than beers, but it's also a great transition into our taste test.
Taste test time!
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
We have vodka water.
Vodka water.
Made by Bluebird. I haven't heard of them. Here are the—
Oh, they got big signs all over the city.
Oh, really? Well, I guess I'm just on
Brooklynite.
I'm on my phone too much, I think. It comes in a can. It looks like a blue bottle coffee in a can. I just want to note. It has 78 calories, 4% alcohol by volume, no sugar, no carbs, no bubbles, gluten-free. It is just hard water. It is water and vodka.
So here's one thought that came to mind that'll shed a little light onto my sort of mindset.
Okay.
When I saw this, the first thing that came to mind was very chuggable. Because I'm not a good chugger because of the bubbles, and I can't just like open my throat and just pour it down there. So when I saw this, I was like, I could probably chug one of those.
This doesn't have like an ingredients area on the can. So it really must
be. Maybe just vodka and
water. It's just vodka and water. I'm like looking
for
the
ingredients.
Ingredients
are right there in the front. Vodka plus water in huge font.
I mean, yeah, I guess that's it.
Like, you know it's in vodka, you know it's in water.
They're meeting the FDA standard by saying vodka plus water. I'm going to try it.
However, it's only 4%. So it should be, say, technically water plus vodka.
Great point. And our ice is a little watered down. I was like expecting bubbles.
No, there's no bubbles. That's the whole point. All right, you start. This is very interesting.
It smells like rubbing alcohol. I don't want to drink this.
Julia just made a face. For everyone listening to this, Julia just made the like, do I have to do this face?
I'm going to.
You hesitated. There's a part of you that's like,
really
maybe I'm not doing
this. You're correct. Yes, I was like,
bad. I know your faces. This is a why am I doing this sacrifice for the pod face. It's so exciting. Tell me how it tastes. I'm going to try it.
It tastes like really watered down vodka. Like really watered down vodka. Like my pitcher of ice has melted and there was a tiny bit of vodka at the bottom.
Yeah. There was a vodka bottle in my home, sorry, Victoria, that I used to take from and then fill with water. That drink I just had is probably what that bottle of vodka that's probably still in my mom's cabinet tastes like.
This is like water with a hint of vodka.
Yes.
It's like, I don't know, I guess it's chuggable?
It's very chuggable.
I'm going to have another sip. It smells worse than it tastes. It tastes like water.
I've always wondered
hint of vodka.
This. will this help hangovers? Because you're hydrating at the same time.
Yeah, I've always wondered about that too.
It doesn't feel like it. I feel like this is a net negative in terms of hydration.
I think this is good. I think I would drink this.
Here's what this needs.
Some lemon, some lime?
Something, yeah.
Like a little mixer.
Yeah.
Or like some fresh lemon juice, fresh grapefruit juice, a squeeze from citrus.
Oh, wow. I didn't mean to make this into a transition, but you totally just changed my personal food news.
Wow. Well, let's hear it. I usually go first, but
I know
go.
You always go first. We're breaking format.
This is a man.
First food news first right now. Seltzer is very important to both you and my family.
Oh, yeah.
And you and Joey discuss it a lot.
Yes.
There is a new preferred seltzer in the Jacoby household.
Wow.
Yes.
Wowie zowie. What is it?
It's not just my wife who is the main leader in the seltzer category at the house. It is the kids and it is myself. There is a singular seltzer that stands above all other seltzers on the land. And
wow.
It's unquestionably the best. Once you have it, you will never consider something else as being better than it.
What is it?
Topo Chico with a twist of lime from a glass bottle.
You know,
it's so good. Don't you dare.
I like Topo Chico a lot. I don't love the glass bottle. And I like the grape. I like the grapefruit better than the lime.
You're wrong.
I mean, okay.
You're wrong.
I'm happy you found it. Topo Chico's, you know, people are like cultish about that.
Yeah,
so popular.
It's so good. They also have hard Topo Chico too.
Yeah, I know. I've had that. It's pretty good.
But I guess the seltzer market's dead. Well, how did that even happen?
It came and went really fast.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, I can't wait till 4 years from now. You're going to be like, have you guys tried hard seltzer?
Have you heard about avocado toast?
Yeah, Juliet being 5 years after every trend is one of my favorite Juliet traits.
It's intentional, just to be clear. I'm like, I don't want to do this when everyone else is. I want to be on my own time.
Yeah, in 5 years now, you're going to be like, guys, this is us. It's awesome.
In Mexico City, Topo Chico is like Schweppes or Canada Dry.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like in every bodega, corner store. In the plastic bottles. It's great. I mean, I agree. Topo Chico is fantastic. I just, a plastic, the glass bottle, it's too much carrying for me.
Oh, yeah. It's very difficult.
How do you get it to your home? And how much do you buy at a time?
The most I've ever bought at a time is 12. I bought
That's
12.
Heavy. That's really
to the house,
heavy.
Very heavy. And then the next day, my wife texts more Topo Chico while I was out.
Where
I
are
was
you
like,
buying
I bought
it?
12. Key Food.
Nice. Love Key Food.
But the problem is, and this is very much just a me problem, we have a small recycling container and it fills up really quick with the glass bottles.
Yeah, that is a you problem, but also I relate. I'm very lazy with my recycling. But I'm going to walk up and carrying 12 bottles of Topo Chico is just a deal breaker for me.
Yeah, I get it.
That's just a no. Thanks for bringing up Key Foods. Here's my personal food news. This is really a personal food news follow-up, but
oh.
I love the Chobani lemon blended yogurt. It's like, I think it's called lemon something, but I can't remember. It's really fucking good. I have it with fruit and granola that I import from Massachusetts like all the time. I buy like my granola in bulk and bring it back.
I love a high quality granola.
It's so good. It's actually just a Stop and Shop store brand, but it's like fantastic and I can't find it anywhere else. It's vanilla and it has craisins in it. It's just like, this is my favorite breakfast. Key Food's making it really fucking hard because the price of Chobani yogurt has been fluctuating so much.
I like that you're not complaining about it being high, which is the normal complaint. You're like, just be consistent. It's like a referee.
Well,
it's like, call it a both ends. Be consistent.
I'm coming in here to do my, like, you know, my baseline shopping. And when I get to the yogurt aisle and it's $2 for $5 when I'm used to it being $10 for $10, a 250% rise.
10 yogurts is too many yogurts. They go bad.
Well, you don't need to buy 10 to get the deal. It's just a dollar yogurt, right?
Oh, okay.
And so, but from $1 to $2.50 in a week's time, like, what the fuck is going on? And I can't have it. I love my Key Foods. I don't want to leave it, but I cannot be abiding by this 250% price increase week over week. It's absolutely insane. And then it went back down. At one point, it was $3 for $5. Then it was back to being a dollar each. And then it was $2 for $5. I'm just like, are you testing out the limits? Is there a camera on me for see like what I decide to do? Like,
is this a bit? Yeah.
Am I being pumped?
Yeah.
But it's, I'm noticing
the price. Is Ashton Kutcher going to come out?
It's not okay. And just like, let me manage my expectations better.
I didn't hear anything you said because I've still been trying to figure out if it's a 250% price increase or 150% price increase.
150%.
Yeah, okay.
You're right.
The whole time I was like, wait a second. If it's an increase, because if a 100% price increase means it didn't increase at all, I'm going with 150 there. Okay, good.
That
on the same page mathematically.
Phew.
How do people, if they wanted to, like, I don't know, have their voice on the show or interact with this, how would they do that?
They'd call 646-STU-138. And today, we are going to hear from Georgia in Seattle.
Hi, Juliet and Jacoby. My name is Georgia. I'm 8 years old, and I live in Seattle, Washington, and I love your podcast. I was wondering if you guys knew that schools were actually starting to ban Flaming Hot Cheetos because they're really unhealthy and they're leaving red fingerprints that the janitors have to clean up. So the chefs at the schools are asking parents to not give kids Flaming Hot Cheetos in their lunches. I also wanted to know, what was your favorite type of chips? And my parents say Go Cats.
Wow.
Georgia, you're welcome to come over to my house for a play date anytime.
I did not know about the Flaming Hot Cheetos.
Well, I have a lot of follow-up questions about this.
Okay.
Number one, what about Cheetos?
Mm, the orange is better than the red. Are Flaming Hot Cheetos, like, really popular?
Yes.
Okay. With kids or with everyone?
Kids.
Interesting. Okay.
Yeah, especially teens. And I would also say this to Georgia. First of all, thank you so much for calling. You're my favorite caller we've
Me
ever
too.
Had. You're the greatest. I can tell you're going to move on to great
Love
things.
Georgia.
Okay. They're banning Flaming Hot Cheetos because they're bad for you?
And I think it's more the cleanup.
That's what I think, too. I think it's the janitor's pissed.
Like, well, it's making his job harder.
Because if you can have Twinkies...
Yeah.
Like, you can't just ban everything that's bad for you.
Yeah, it's like, then you have to, like, be like, well, no one can bring their lunch anymore.
And the red fingerprints, I can agree with.
Oh, me too. Absolutely.
You know what my kids do after they're done eating Cheetos?
Wipe their hands on the wall?
Nope.
On themselves?
Nope.
On each other?
Nope.
Lick them?
On me.
Oh.
They'll just look at their hands and look at me. Just wipe it on me.
Gross.
Yeah.
What was George's question at the end? What was our favorite what?
What's your favorite chip?
Oh, chip. My favorite chip. For me, it's a Ruffles sour cream and onion.
Really?
Yeah. I love the Ridge sour cream and onion.
You're going to love my answer. It is a Cape Cod potato chip while in Cape Cod. Mm. Like a Guinness is better in Dublin. A Cape Cod chip on Cape Cod. That is it. I have a confession to make.
Okay.
It's related to George's call.
Okay.
My daughter wanted a peanut butter and jelly sandwich for lunch.
And you gave it to her?
Because you're not supposed to, because of the peanut butter. And I was like, listen. Keep this between us. You're going to have a peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
How much peanut butter did you put on? Like, would someone nearby be able to spot that she's eating peanut butter?
I don't know, but I gave her contraband into school.
I hope your child's not, like, kicked out for the day as a result of this. Did it happen already?
No, it already happened.
Oh, okay. So all's well that ends well.
I was like, you know what? It's a peanut butter jelly sandwich.
It's ridiculous.
Kids are bringing guns to school.
I know. Come on. I completely agree with you. I'm happy for your daughter. Thank you so much, Georgia. It was great to hear from you.
Georgia, please call every week.
You're the best.
You're welcome to come over to my home anytime for a play date with
She's
my daughters.
She's in Seattle. It's pretty far away.
Listen, maybe they're in the city sometime. Maybe they're trying to get some Michelin star restaurant reservations for $700 from Winter's Wang.
Seattle's awesome. Great place.
Great underrated city.
I agree.
Truly underrated
and
city.
Now that it's raining constantly in LA, there's very little difference between Seattle and LA.
That's a great point.
thank you to our producer, Mike Wargon. We'll be back next week.